implies three things, and I want you to learn these about Moses-type ministers. And we'll just call these Moses-type ministers because there are two types in every congregation, and you will see them and you will discern them very clearly, and the two must operate together functionally and in harmony for it to be an effective leadership situation. The first thing is that Moses-type ministers are called and sent by God. Called and sent. Okay, there's a sending involved, okay, which makes implication. They come to the congregation from outside of the congregation. If they're sent to a congregation, they come from the outside. Now, they may be known by the congregation, or they may have been a former part of it. If you really look at Moses' life, he was originally with them and then pulled out. But however it works, they come into the congregation from outside of the congregation. Now, the other thing we see as we read the rest of the story of Moses is that there is a very specific need that had to be filled. In other words, usually there's a very specific need that is to be filled. Okay? In other words, a Moses minister is sent by God to a specific congregation. He comes obviously in from the outside, and there's a need that he comes in to do. And that's where you have to be very, very open to God bringing specific people that you may not know, or that you may not even know if they're capable or able to, because sometimes God is looking to do certain things in a congregational setting, and he's calling people to go in there. Now, there are just tons of illustrations you could give of this, and there are also negative illustrations where, you know, guys come in from the outside with their agenda and not God's plan to come in and change a congregation or to fill a need that they think is there or they see is there from their perspective that may not even really be a need of that congregation. And, of course, this could apply to any range of pastoral ministries, which we'll talk about later on in this lesson. But remember these three things: that are called and sent by God, that they come in from the outside to the congregation, and that they usually are there for a